Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 28 here, and I'm back in the mobile studio, heading back from the Fitness Expo. Alright, so I'm trying to find words to sum up my experience. Perhaps if I tell you the time that I was in there, that will give you a bit of an indication. So I got there early, before it had opened. I sat down and I was posting my podcasts and just checking social media and commenting on people's posts and all that kind of stuff while I waited. And there was a massive queue, that one of those snaky ones through the, you know, the little stringy retractable cable type setups. I'm like, why are you bothering to line up? It's like, it's not like you're rushing in to see a celebrity or miss a movie or something like that. So I waited probably 10 minutes, maybe, until everybody went in. I thought, all right, I'll go in. Went straight in. And it was 15 minutes and I was out. So that probably gives you some indication. So what I did, I thought, all right, I'll start right down the very end and I will wind my way IKEA style up and down aisle so that I see everything. And unfortunately, it was what I was expecting. And look, I mean, it's called a fitness expo. It's not called a health and fitness expo. It's called a fitness expo. So they have like a few different stages. They had a boxing ring. There was nothing happening there. They had a stage where they were, looks like they were doing powerlifting, looked like bench press. There was another area where it looked like maybe at some point over today and tomorrow they might be doing deadlifts. There was a stage that looked like maybe they were going to do like bodybuilding slash fitness modeling, you know, that kind of stuff. By far the majority of the stands had taken up with supplements of energy drinks and, you know, pre-workout, some protein, bars, that kind of stuff. That was the majority of the space. The odd stand that was doing something in like cold therapy, you know, like selling blow-up pools and like ice baths and that kind of stuff. Backpacks. I don't think I actually saw any equipment for sale, which is ironic, I suppose. And like saunas, spas, you know, that kind of thing. And that was it. Oh, and they had a couple of stages where the you know, another one of the competing ones. Look, they didn't call it CrossFit, but it was that style of training. And they just do a competition. They just started one of those. And so, no, okay. I was bored out of my brain. It's like, man, is this the best they can do? And perhaps the answer to that was yes. And so I thought, right, do you know what? I will just, when I'm in the city, I normally go to the factory outlet of Puma, because that is my favorite fit of clothes and style and everything. I just like cats. I like their logo. But I've found that it just suits my body type and everything better. I actually spent, I think, more time in the Puma store than I did in the Fitness Expo, so that tells you something. They were having 40% off, so I bought some new pants and a belt. I'm going for a new look when I do my training sessions, a little bit more professional. So I imagine more like golf pants as opposed to like tracksuit pants kind of thing. Really struggle with the tops though. They don't have a great range. I want either black or red, which is my branding, but no success there. Anyway, I then made my way back home. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. So it started at 10. It opened at 10. It's 11:21 now, and I'm in the car headed back home. yeah, that was it. But I made the commitment to go and see it. And I said that I was interested to see some, what type of people are going to this, and just interested in, I do believe that the conversations we're having around body image and all that kind of stuff is very much changing. But yeah, I mean, there was a kind of a mixture of people going. I don't know whether there was certainly a bunch of people that were, I think more of the people at the stands and that kind of stuff associated with people there as opposed to perhaps fitness enthusiasts, I don't know. But a bit of a mix, but definitely slanted towards the 30 and below, I would say. Yeah, the odd exception, but that was kind of the standout. Noisy in there, confusing to some extent as well. I just don't know whether it's the best way that we can demonstrate fitness and an expo like that in Australia. If that's the best that we can do, then man, very, very disappointing. Very disappointing. So I think the last time I went was probably 7 years ago, maybe six, seven years ago. And yeah, it was probably 2018 actually. So what's that, 6 years? Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in what they brought to the expo. But think about how your life has changed over 6 years. That's okay. I just think we can do better. We can do a lot better. So I don't know what else to say about it, really. It didn't inspire me at all. I was also going for that to say, okay, does this inspire me? Yeah, I watched some of the, as I'm walking, some of the performances that they're doing, and that CrossFit style of training is not great for most people. So why would I want to stand around and watch that? And they just look like everyday people doing the same sort of workout to time. It's like, okay, great. My background is powerlifting. If they had have had some of that, looked like they're about to start some of the bench pressing and that kind of stuff. It's like, man, I can't be just bothered sitting around and watching that. It attracts a certain type of person that is going to be into the powerlifting. Got a lot of respect for powerlifting because they have great technique, very focused training, good with nutrition and everything. So I do, I have a lot of respect for them. And yeah, there was really wasn't anything else to watch. If they had have had some boxing, I perhaps would have sat and watched that for a bit. I don't like the hitting and stuff, but any of the boxing they have here, it's all pretty safe. They're all padded up and that kind of stuff. More so to see technique and also the coaching, interaction with the coaching and stuff. That's the sort of thing that I'm interested in. And there was not one thing that inspired me there. Not one thing. And you know, they have stands where, oh, come and meet such. I couldn't tell you one of the people that that was going to be there. Don't know them, and not interested in having a photo with them. They're not going to increase my brand, so why bother? And there was none there. So as in, like, yeah, they're maybe coming at lunchtime or something like that. Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to hang around for a few hours. No, thank you. So I'm headed back home, and I'm going to just enjoy some time out. One of my clients is very unwell at the moment. He's actually in hospital. His wife and kids are actually coming around to spend a day. I'm going to try and help out with the young kids and help give her a bit of a break. Because, you know, they're going through a tough time, and they live a little way away, so that will be nice. And yeah, that's probably my day. I don't know what I'd mentioned. I'm sure I have. I'm sure I did this last Sunday. I've gone on a quest to track down a bunch of muscle and fitness magazines. Well, I hit the jackpot in Tasmania. This guy is sending me 27 kilos of muscle and fitness magazines. I think there's some other things in there as well. I think there's about 80 or something magazines in there. And so they're, I don't know, I think it's costing me $100. I think $85 of that is postage because it's coming from Tassie and just because of the weight. But it's got some 1980s old sort of collectible type of editions featuring Arnold and Lou Ferrigno and that kind of athlete. And so that's pretty cool. I guess they'll arrive next week. And what I've been doing each night now is I'll grab a copy, because I got a bunch from a local guy last week, and I'm just grabbing a copy and reading some of this old stuff. Back in I think the one I was reading last night was actually 2018, I think it was, but I've been reading some older ones back into the late 1990s, early 2000s. Early 2000s, and that's a really interesting insight into what was discussed back then, the types of supplements back then, the things that they said were coming, and this was going to be huge, etc. And whether that was true or not is interesting as well. Now, these types of things are inspiring me. Like, I'm looking at different workouts and say, wow, look at this. The different types of equipment that they were selling back then, which still remains true today. It's just that they're putting a lot of variations and selling stuff that you really don't need now. And how they were focusing on the fundamentals back then, and how certain exercises that are a must for an influencer to be showing people to do now, which weren't even discussed back in the time. Why? Because they weren't really important and still remain unimportant, but the influencers have made them sexy, I suppose. That's the type of thing that's really inspiring me. Maybe I'm different. Well, I know I'm different. I was just disappointed with today that there's not, perhaps people would argue that, well, fitness equals health. It doesn't. And I think the way that we think about that now is very, very different. And say, well, why don't you go to, they have a health and wellness expo. Now, normally my problem with something like that is that focuses on a lot of, I'm just going to say, foofy type of stuff, which isn't me. Very right brain things. Not to say that they don't serve a place, but when, say, you've got a health and wellness expo and you've got tarot card readers and that kind of stuff there, that's just not me. And I'm not saying for a second that that's all that they have. But maybe what I should do is go to one of those when they have one of those next, so that I can be fair, fully fair about it. But today was a piece of crap, to be honest. It was just a waste of time. But I did the thing, and this is my summary of it. And don't waste your money in going. I just look for different experiences, and that was not an experience that was enjoyable. And you're not the type of people that I want to hang out with either. Just it didn't give me the right sense of this is where I belong. So that is my 14 minutes on it. So I'm going to end it there. Have a great day. Stay healthy and fit and well. And stay focused and energized, right? The time you're listening to this might be the end of, I'm a little bit ahead because I've recorded a couple of days in the car. It might be start of the week. Set your week up for success, right? Set it up for success. Stay focused. Do what's important to get you to edge yourself forward. I'll see you tomorrow.